Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Thursday, June 26, 2025, and it looks like we're on course for a higher start.
That's right. Futures on the S&P 500 are trading about 24 points above fair value. It seems the market's ready to push higher again, especially after S&P 500 futures hit a fresh record in overnight trade.
And a big part of that lift seems to be coming from the chip sector, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Chip makers are definitely in focus. Micron, ticker MU, had a fantastic Q3, beating expectations and issuing strong guidance for Q4. That stock was already up nearly 2% in the pre-market and is gapping up further.
Micron up over 2%. Nice. Any other big headlines stirring the pot before the bell?
Well, on the political front, the Wall Street Journal reported that President Trump might nominate the next Fed chair much earlier than Chairman Powell's term end in May 2026. Names like Kevin Warsh, Scott Bessent, and Christopher Waller are being floated.
Interesting. That could certainly inject some uncertainty or anticipation. What else?
Also, President Trump announced that nuclear talks with Iran are set to begin next week. So a couple of geopolitical factors to keep an eye on.
Got it. Now let's talk about the economic data. It looks like a very busy morning, especially around 8:30 Eastern.
It's a data deluge. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we're getting May durable orders. The consensus is for a 6.6% jump after last month's drop. Also, durable orders ex transportation, the third estimate of Q1 GDP, which is expected to remain at a slight contraction of 0.2%, and of course, weekly initial and continuing claims.
Wow, that's a lot to digest right at the open. Anything else on the docket?
Yes, still at 8:30. We'll see the advance international trading goods, advance retail inventories, and advance wholesale inventories for May. Then, a bit later at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we get the pending home sales report for May, so a very packed morning for economic releases.
Indeed. And what are treasuries doing amidst all this?
Treasuries are holding modest gains, with the 10-year yield down about 2 basis points at 4.27%.
Okay, let's shift to corporate news and earnings. We mentioned Micron, but who else is making waves?
Well, Worthington Steel, ticker WS, beat Q4 expectations handily and is gapping up a whopping 15.8%. Acuity, AYI, also beat by a wide margin and is up nearly 10%. MillerKnoll, MLKN, beat and is up over 10% too. H.B. Fuller, FUL, also had a good report and raised guidance.
Some strong beats there. Any disappointments?
Steelcase, SCS, beat Q1 but issued below consensus EPS guidance for Q2. And Jefferies, JEEF, missed on earnings per share, though revenues were a beat. Kratos Defense, KTOS, is gapping down over 7% after announcing a $500 million stock offering.
Ouch, that offering is hitting Kratos. What about Palantir, PLTR? I saw they were up.
Yes, Palantir announced a partnership with the nuclear company, so that's providing a bit of a lift for them.
Let's take a quick trip around the globe. How did Asian markets close?
Asian markets ended mixed. Japan's Nikkei had a strong session, up 1.7%, hitting its best level since late January. But Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 0.6%, and China's Shanghai Composite was down 0.2%.
And Europe this morning?
Major European indices are trading in the green. Germany's DAX is up about 0.5%, and the UK's FTSE is up 0.4%.
Any specific international news driving those markets?
In Asia, South Korea's President Lee warned about the economy being in a, quote, desperate situation, urging bold investment in AI and chips. And Japan's top trade negotiator reiterated they can't accept a 25% tariff on auto exports to the U.S. In Europe, there's some political maneuvering in the U.K. regarding welfare cuts and an expected confidence vote for European Commission President von der Leyen, though she's likely to survive it.
Okay, bringing it back to the U.S. and specific stock sentiment. One of our AI-driven reports, the SPYQQQ analysis, suggests a, quote, cautiously optimistic overall market sentiment. SPY is seen as stable around 609 with slight upward momentum, and QQQ near 543.50 with buying interest on dips.
That aligns with the futures action. This report also highlights strength in the technology XLK and consumer discretionary XLY sectors. There's also a note about potential sector rotation into financials XLF, which is showing higher trading volumes.
What key levels should traders be watching for SPY and QQQ according to this analysis?
For SPY, support levels are pegged at 607 and 605, with resistance at 610 and 612. A break above 612 with strong volume could signal more bullish momentum. For QQQ, support is at 542 and 540.50, while resistance is at 545 and 548.
Now, another piece of analysis we have, the Market Awareness Report, paints a slightly different picture. It flags the overall market as, quote, bearish, based on buying versus selling pressure, and notes that the percentage of stocks over their 50-day moving average is bearish and overbought. How do we square that with the index strength?
That's the classic divergence we sometimes see, and it's a crucial point for traders today. The major indices, led by a handful of mega-cap tech stocks like Nvidia, Google, Apple, and Microsoft, are holding near all-time highs. However, this masks broader profit-taking and weakness in small and mid-caps, so while the headline indices look strong, the underlying breadth isn't as robust.
So, the takeaway for traders, especially swing traders:
caution is definitely warranted, given that bearish breadth and the overbought conditions, despite the tech-led index strength. The advice is to focus on high-quality tech and communication services names that show strong relative volume and momentum. Avoid those lagging small and mid-cap sectors showing clear distribution. And, as always, use tight stops near support levels.
Any specific names on the watch list from that report?
Yes, ESGL is mentioned for continuation, and Microsoft MSFT for anticipation.
Interesting. And speaking of individual stocks, any major analyst calls moving names this morning?
There are a few. ASML got downgraded to hold from buy at Jefferies, which is significant for a major semiconductor equipment player. On the upgrade side, General Mills was moved to outperform at RBC Capital. Equinix, EQIX, saw a couple of downgrades to market perform at BMO and Raymond James, and it's gapping down slightly.
So to recap, futures are pointing to a higher open, largely thanks to a strong report from Micron lifting the chip sector. We've got a massive dump of economic data hitting at 8:30 Eastern, including durable goods and GDP. And while indices are near highs, there's a bit of a tug of war between mega cap strength and broader market caution.
Precisely. The market is showing resilience, but traders need to be selective and mindful of those underlying breadth indicators and the incoming economic data. It's going to be an active session, especially in that first hour.
It certainly sounds like it. Lots of cross currents to navigate. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
Anytime. Should be an interesting open.
That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great trading day.